Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. You are tuning in to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert and founder of souljourneys.ca. And if you haven't had a chance to visit souljourneys.ca yet, I would highly encourage you to go there. I have a nice, free, juicy soul acceleration system when you go to the site, and that's really something that's going to support you in evolving your soul purpose. And, of course, there's always lots of other goodies going on there. And it's also a place where I like to introduce you to lots of wonderful people doing wonderful things in the world, like our special guest today. So today we are going to be speaking with Jenny Fennig, who is a passionate woman, wife, mommy, yogi, entrepreneur, and adventurer. And she spent a decade in the corporate world climbing the infamous corporate ladder as a communications executive and event planner. And then she jumped off the good old cliff when she quit her job, which was a very lucrative job, and became a yoga teacher, and then turned into a coach and mentor to savvy women on a mission. So her company is Jenny Fennig Worldwide, and it guides women to find their unique path, leave a legacy, and enjoy the ride. You can learn more about her actually at jennyfennig.com. And you'll also be able to stay in touch with her because she's going to be hosting her second annual Retreat for Goddesses, which is a life-changing weekend for gutsy gals and goddesses to unplug, connect, and rock their life. And she's also going to be creating the Gutsy Goddess Society. And I imagine, Jenny, you're going to be telling us more about that on our interview today.
I'd love to.
So today we're going to be talking about two simple steps to knowing and getting what you want in 2012. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. It's great to be with you and all of your listeners today. Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for being with us. So before we dive into our topic for today, and I know you're going to really help us get clear on how to get clear on what we want,
yes,
and then make it happen, what was that process like for you? Because obviously there would have been some internal work that happened from jumping off the cliff into being a yoga teacher and into downward dog.
Oh, yeah.
Versus keeping your chin up in the corporate world.
Yeah. Well, thanks for asking that question. As you did, it's like I felt my body go through that, you know, the feelings that I had for many, many years. You know, that feeling of, this isn't what I'm supposed to be doing anymore. It was a very uncomfortable feeling. You know, I had always been this type A, ambitious girl turned woman as I, you know, found my way into this corporate life, you know, high-pressure jobs, ones that required lots and lots of my energy, lots of my time. And, you know, it was painful, to be honest, to be in this place where you feel like I want to do something with my energy and expertise and talents, yet I know what I'm doing right now is not it. And I was so busy that I did not have time to even, like, figure out what else it would be. And so I felt quite lost, you know, numbed myself through alcohol and with drugs, you know, went down that road, but yet always had this external life that looked perfect, right? And I was able to kind of live this double world, if you will. And I was searching as much as I could searching and seeking and just trying to figure out what my truth was. You know, that's really what it is. Like, what is my truth? And that's what a lot of my clients come to me for. Like, what is the truth of me? Why am I here? So for me, the thing that really turned it all around and allowed me to get closer to who I am and still does is yoga, is the practice of yoga. And it's funny because I actually discovered yoga when I was in college. I was a student at the University of Florida. And I was always drawn, you know, it's funny, we look back on your life like, oh, okay, I get what I was doing. I see what it is now. You get that with hindsight. So I look back and I said, oh, yeah, I chose to take a whole semester course called stress management. Stress management, because I was a stressed out individual, right? Because I was this ambitious person, but yet I had this like party life and I was trying to manage it all. So I took this whole course on stress management, and we had to pick a tool that could help people manage stress. And I picked yoga because there was something about, and this is before yoga became like huge like it is now. We didn't have Lululemon back then. You know, not everybody was carrying yoga mats. Like, it was still kind of under wraps, but yet I'd heard of it. So I chose to study yoga and present my findings to the class. And as part of that research project, my job was to go to a yoga class. So I did, and I remember walking in and thinking that everyone in there, they were total weirdos. Like, what are they doing? They're doing this, like, crazy breath work, like, snots flying out of their nose. I'm like, whoa, I'm not ready for this. If this is yoga, do not sign me up. I had other things to do. But, you know, I brought in a yoga teacher to the class to teach us. And so that was my first taste of yoga, but yet I wasn't ready. Yoga is a commitment, it's a practice, and it's a dedication. So, you know, fast forward a few years, I rediscovered it in New York. I started integrating it in slowly, like one class a week at my gym, okay, and then maybe two classes a week. And then maybe I tried this other style of yoga, got into Bikram yoga for a while, and then just experimented. And I discovered as I woke up and started making healthier choices for my life, you know, not drinking excess alcohol, not doing the drugs anymore, that the more I integrated yoga into my life, the better I felt, the better people would come along my path, the better opportunities I would have at work, at play. And I said, you know, there's something to this. I feel good. I don't need that other stuff to numb me anymore, okay? And it actually made me feel like the good feelings that I had when I was drinking, right? There was a reason why I was doing that. It was like I wanted that good feeling, you know, that warmth of, like, connection. So the yoga started helping me feel like that. And so I finally just got to a point where I was so tired of running away from feeling lost with the career and feeling like I was wasting my time. And I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to train to become a yoga teacher. That's what I'm going to do. I have no idea where that's going to take me. Again, at this point, I was a conference producer putting together these huge, huge events with big-name speakers like Tony Robbins and Colin Powell and Lance Armstrong and Tom Peters and, you know, all these interesting visionaries. And I said, I'm going to train to become a yoga teacher. And so I did. And I was still working my job, and I was managing both, and it was a lot. It was a lot on my plate. And it was while I was in this teacher training program that the light bulb went on for me. And I said, oh, my gosh, I'm doing it. I'm quitting the job. I had this support network of women. Okay, we were all women in this teacher training program by chance. Wasn't a rule, just by chance. Mm-hmm. We're all about 25 mm-hmm. women in the program. And we all were there at these transitional periods in our lives. You know, people had been leaving jobs, big jobs. You know, we were in New York City, you know, six-figure jobs, walking away from them, walking away from relationships, old apartments, moving, you know, you name it. We were all in this room, and I knew they had my back. And I went into work one day, not planning to quit that particular day, and I did. You know, something shifted inside of me. And I said, it's now or never. I mean, I'm either going to walk out and be somebody who can look at myself in the mirror and be a leader, or I'm not. And I chose to walk. And those were dark moments, Jennifer. I will not say that it all just became roses after that. You know, I had always had a plan. I was, you know, I was voted most reliable in high school. I was a Hall of Famer. You know, I had all these awards next to my name. I was not the type who just walked away from something like that without something else lined up. But yet I knew that if I just went into another gig then I'd be doing myself a grave injustice because I wouldn't have taken the time to ask myself the tough questions. I didn't have the bandwidth while I was in that intense job. I just didn't have it in me. So I walked, and I had my what I call my eat, pray, love moment. I spent time at an ashram in Virginia called Yogaville. My mom came with me, and that was really a great experience to just not have anything scheduled. I had an open calendar, which was scary. You know, I'm like, holy crap, I'd always had like 18 meetings a day. I'm like, I don't have anything scheduled. Wow, okay. And so I felt what that was like. And I just started talking to people and listening, getting quiet, tapping into spirituality, having conversations with guides and gurus and people who I felt like had some wisdom to share with me. And I became a student, you know, had that beginner's mentality. And it was by doing that, you know, by doing that soul searching, opening myself up, that the answers kept falling in my lap. The people who were there to help me kept appearing. And I just kept following that path. I taught some yoga for a while, and I realized that I'd rather take a class than teach it. So I said, okay, well, that's not the end game for me. And then, lo and behold, a woman came my way who was a coach and a yoga teacher. And I said, well, what's coaching? And she told me what it was, and I said, that's it. That's what I do anyway. I can't believe somebody pays you for that. That's awesome. So then I got certified as a coach, and the business just created itself. And it's been a blast. You know, there's been ups, there's been downs, but every day I wake up grateful, knowing that I'm doing what I was put on earth to do. So that's really my story.
You're cracking me up. I can't believe people pay you.
Yeah. That's when you know you're doing what you're supposed to do, when you're like, I can't believe someone's paying me for this. This is awesome.
Totally. Totally.
Yeah.
Well, and I love hearing your story. I mean, there's so many great highlights in there. And one of the things that I like to do in all of the interviews on Soul Purpose Central is hear about people's stories, because if people actually listen to every single episode, they'd notice that there's some commonalities in everyone's stories, and none of you know each other, which is that there's this sort of dark night of the soul period. People think that they just kind of wake up one day and go, oh, there's my purpose. And that's not really how it happens. There is some inner turmoil that gets kicked up. Things need to be released in order to bring things in. And, you know, even once you're clear on what your purpose is, then it's a matter of mustering up the courage and the clarity and all those things that allow you to actually put one foot before the other. So I love how you said it's not easy. We might make it look easy. I know people look at my life, and especially at the time that I made a transition as well, that it looks easy, but it's really, you know, there's a lot of inner and outer energy that goes into it.
Sure. Good point. Good point.
Well, I know that.
Easy. But it's worth it, right? It's worth it. It's a journey worth it.
Absolutely. When I think, I'm sure you can relate to this, and I imagine there's people listening today too that can relate to this, where at the time we go through something, it kind of sucks. If we can have the awareness that we're going to look back on it and it's going to really serve us, then it's easier to move through it. But I look back on the times in my life that were challenges. You know, they were struggles, challenges, intense or whatever they were. And that's when my greatest growth moments came. It also helped me be who I am and helped me to contribute what I do to the world, because it helped me accumulate wisdom really quickly.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Those I call them pivot points, you know, they're the place where you really got to dig deep, you know, dig deep and discover what you've got, you know, what you're made of. I don't think we're here just to kind of skip through life. It's certainly there's those moments where it's like, oh, this is awesome. You know, I'm having a ball. And when you get to those points, enjoy them. Enjoy them.
Yeah.
Because you will have those dips. You know, you're going to have those dark moments. You're going to have the times when you're like, really? Really? I've got to go through this? But you've got to be willing to walk through that fire, right? Walk through the fire and know that you don't have to do it alone. There's people who can help support you, who can tell you that they've been there. You're going to get through it. And that's my big hope for listeners, is to know that it doesn't have to be such struggle. You know, it doesn't have to be so painful. There will be those moments that will test you and require you to rise above, but you'll be better for it, and it's totally in your power to do what it is you are here to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I know you're really passionate about women and helping women grow, and I imagine that this in part has something to do with the story that you just shared, but what is your mission with helping women?
You know, obviously I am a woman, and it's funny because I have two kids, and they're both boys, okay? So I'm like the only girl in the house, except for my cat, and she's crazy. She's so funny. But it all started, Jennifer, I guess it's always been happening for me. As I've been doing more and more, you know, interviews like this and having the opportunity and speaking engagements, really putting myself out there. When you do, you have the chance to tell your story and really go back, and you start really going back the more and more you do this stuff, and you're like, oh yeah, I remember when I was, you know, 10 years old and I was on that all-girl softball team, and what a ball that was, just to be around girls supporting each other, being good, being athletic. You know, and not having boys say, oh, you throw like a girl and all that kind of stuff. Just when women get around women, we have the potential to make each other better, okay? Now, I remember being in situations when I was younger where that wasn't always the case, where there was cattiness, mean-spirited behavior. And I think it was because we lacked confidence within ourselves, right? There was something there. There was something missing in the way that we were educated, if you will, the things that we were told, people, even the examples that we saw, the mentors, the guides. So I've been doing a lot of work too with young people. That's a big interest area of mine, to see what we can do when people are at their adolescence. Okay, but the woman thing, it was like when I was in that yoga teacher training program, like I said, when I saw what we were able to do when we bonded together, like, holy crap, this is spectacular. And then when I was sharing my story, as I started evolving my business, I would share it with women, and they immediately were like, I want to work with you. And so the business just created itself, like my niche. You know, you talk about niche. For those of you who are entrepreneurs out there, business owners, your niche tends to find you, okay? So my niche was finding me. It was these women, recovering type A women, okay, high achievers, successful, who have kind of sabotaged themselves in the process, you know, kind of lost themselves in the process of, quote, being successful. And they were coming to me saying, well, I thought I wanted this, and now I've got it, and I realized that that's not what I want. Or I've lost my power in the process. I've lost my voice in the process. I'm not as confident as I want to be. And I saw these kind of disappointing trends across the board. And so when I was seeing this just with the clients that I was working with, right, I started digging deeper, and I said, what's going on here? And I discovered this study called the General Social Survey, and in it there were some really startling statistics related to women's happiness, all right? I'm really into happiness, right? Because if you're not happy and you're not having fun, like, what is the point? What's the point? And I say this because I was 16 years old. My 12-year-old sister died from cancer. And so that moment, it changes you. You deal with a trauma like that, you're changed forever. So I became a changed person at 16 years old. Every day I go through and I say, if this was it, if this was the last day, was I doing what I wanted to be doing? Okay, was I enjoying it as best as I could? If not, let's look at some things here. So I started really looking at happiness. And this survey revealed these two pieces of news, which to me just, not good, not good. And it's this. Number one, women are less happy than they were 40 years ago compared with men. And number two, as women get older, they get sadder. Okay? Mm. And that, to me, is just a bummer. I mean, and it's a total travesty of justice. It's like, well, why? Why? And so as I saw these statistics and I knew about the stories and the lives of the women who were coming to me, I started seeing this, why this was, okay? What's going on here? Why is it that women are having these feelings, okay? And it's this. It's that so many of them are suffering from a martyr mentality. They're martyrs. They can't say no. They can't say no. They can't speak up for themselves. They put everyone else's needs before their own. We've been socialized to do so, okay? We've been told, okay, you've got to be the good girl. You want everyone to like you. If somebody asks you to do things, you should just be so grateful and you should just say yes, okay? Because you don't want anyone to think that you are not nice or you're this or you're that, okay? This just happened to me. Just this week, actually, I was very honored to be asked to join a board for something. And, you know, while I was honored to be asked and initially thought, okay, you know, maybe I'll do that, I really had to dig deep and say, you know, is this something that I really, really want to do? And is this something that I even have time for right now? And my tendency, like, was to just say yes, and I really had to pull back. And I ended up declining that opportunity, knowing that the people who asked me would be disappointed, okay, and they're people I see on a regular basis. But I had to be honest with myself. My business is growing, all right? I have a family who really needs me. My husband travels a lot for his work. I had to say no to that. But so many women would have just said yes. And then kick themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wouldn't want it to be, they just couldn't do it. You know, it wasn't in alignment with where they were going in their lives. Yeah. So if that's you listening right now, don't fall into the trap of trying to be perfect and wanting everyone to like you, because when you do, you won't like you. And that sucks. You'd rather have you like you than anybody else. I you know, if the whole world wants to hate me, but I like me, I'll go for that. Seriously, I hope that, you know, people do like me, but I'm not going to make choices just so somebody likes me if I'm going to not like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. What's that they say about what other people think of me is none of my business?
Yes, I love that. I live by that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that comes with wisdom and, you know, some of the things you've talked about in the stories that we've experienced. Once you have to be like a dog with a bone with your life and your vision and your goals and your happiness, it's easier to, I'm not saying it's easy, but it's just easier to not, you know, fall into some of those traps as often.
Exactly, because you know what happens when you do. You learn.
Yeah.
You learn. You say, okay, I'm not going down that road anymore. And that's the key. We all have flub-ups. It's all part of the adventure, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the key is to not keep falling in the same hole.
Mm-hmm.
You start
mm-hmm.
saying, okay, I get it. There's a great, I shared something on my blog a couple of weeks or months ago, and it was a story that my yoga teacher shared, and it was about that, you know, it's like about people tend to fall in the same hole over and over again, and they're like, geez, what, you know, it's like, well, if you keep walking into the hole, then of course you're going to fall into it, okay, and with wisdom and awareness, you start seeing the hole and saying, oh, okay, well, let me just, you know, let me go around it, all right, and you start, oh, okay, that wasn't so hard. You just go around it, you start creating a new habit, and then eventually, as you really rise above, you don't even go down the street with a hole. You go down a different road.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what are the kind of things that you're seeing coming up with the women that you're supporting?
Good question. Well, I see a lot of overwhelm. You know, I see a lot of overwhelm, regardless of how successful they are on paper, you know, all the things that they've done. And I tend to work with, you know, these successful women who have done very interesting things, have risen up to the, you know, been in the top of their class and the top of their game in their various careers. But, you know, drowning in that sea of overwhelm because the lack of ability to say no or to really get clear about what it is that they want. Right? And what we want changes over time. What I want today is different than what I wanted 5 years ago. You know, when it comes down to the kind of the tangible things and how I invest my energy. Like, big picture, what I want is the same. But the way we kind of massage the energy changes over time. But so I see a lot of overwhelm. I see a lack of confidence for no reason, okay? Because these are women who have every right to be confident. They're smart. They're attractive. They go for things, but yet there is this lack of confidence because there's almost like this comparison trap that they fall into. They look at all these other people and what they're doing, and they're like, oh, I can never do that. I'll never be as, you know, XYZ as this person or as savvy as that person. So they start losing their confidence and just staying stuck. I also see just a lack of knowledge on how to spend their time, you know, and how to spend their time. It's like they have all these kind of logs in the fire, if you will, but yet they're not sure how to prioritize. Okay, and this is also what happens because they're so good at what they do, the opportunities do come, right? People ask them, oh, can you do this? Oh, can you do that? And then when they can't say no, they've got all this stuff that they're working on and that's going on, and they're diluted. They're diluted, and so they're kind of spinning their wheels, and they're not seeing the results that they deserve. Yeah. Yep, yep. It's a slippery slope. So, you know, I love when they come to me because we really have that opportunity to just let's sit still for a second here, all right? And I bring this yoga vibe, right? Because although I don't teach asana, I'm a devoted student. You know, I practice regularly. Part of who I am, it always will be. So I bring that yoga energy to my work and really guiding these women to just stop. Let's stop for a second and look at what's going on. Okay, let's look at what's going on and let's tap into this magic that you have inside of yourself. You know, a lot of them, I'll say, what do you want? I don't know what I want. Like, okay, yes, you do. Yes, you do. Let's just stop for a second. Okay, and so many of them are afraid to say what they want also because they're afraid of what if I don't get it, then I'm going to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we really stop and examine and come back inside, you know, do a lot of guided visualization work, a lot of introspection, you know, a lot of introspection with the journaling and moving the energy around. My workshops, I'm like, let's move around. I love just really using that inner landscape and the dream that runs inside each of our heads to make some significant shifts. And it happens fast. It happens really, really fast, and I love it. I'll get notes all the time back from my clients and just people who've come to my events, and they're like, oh, my gosh, you're never going to believe what happened on the way home, this and da-da-da. And I got these, I call them divine downloads. Jennifer, you might use that term too, but, you know, those ideas that just drop in. And it's like, whoa, it's really fascinating. So they'll share that. And I just want to introduce them to that vernacular, you know, those words, that language to see the things that maybe you can't see, right, with your eyes on the external, but you can see inside. I want them to know that that magic is there. It exists. And it's all theirs for the taking because so many of them have desensitized themselves to that, and I'm here to really get them back into themselves. Yeah, that's my purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, and I love how you said that's your purpose because I find the thing is that we have to go through those dark nights of the soul. We don't go through them in vain. We go through them so we can share that wisdom with other people just like you're doing now.
Mhm. Yeah. Oh, I appreciate
it. There's so many women in there who would, you know, you've already crossed the bridge that so many other people want to cross. They either don't know how or they feel alone or, you know, whatever it is that's going on for them that is keeping them stuck from, you know, claiming what their divine birthrights basically. So when you're talking about dreaming, and I know we were going to look at how to get what we want in 2012.
Yeah.
What are the significance of dreams, and you know, what else can you tell us about that perspective?
Yeah. Well, this is my focus now within my work is looking at the power of dreams and how it relates to telling you what it is that you want. Okay, because I do hear that from some women. I'm like, what do you want? I don't know. Or they don't think that they deserve to have what they want, okay, which I think is a load of BS, right? Like, well, you do deserve to have what you want. Now, it's going to require some effort. You know, you actually have to move in that direction, okay? But your dreams are basically, it's the inner landscape, okay? It is telling you, it's like your unique thumbprint, right? You have this unique fingerprint, and that is unique to you. Your dream is unique to you. And without you having the courage and conviction to dream, you are shortchanging the world, okay? Because you look at all of those leaders who have come before and who have had the guts and the balls to go out and dream big, right? Let's look at, you know, right now, my computer, my iPhone, right? Thank you, Steve Jobs. Thank you, Steve Jobs, and the whole Apple crew, right, for having the courage to follow that dream, to follow the idea, okay? These massive buildings, when I lived in New York City, it's like, oh, thank you to the architect and the team who was in place to create that dream. Thank you to the artists, to Picasso, to Van Gogh, to all of these people who had the courage to dream and to paint. I read a quote, I think it was by Van Gogh, who said, he goes, I dream and then I paint, and I paint my dreams, okay? He basically paints his dreams. And so for you, your mission here is to go and create your dream because that is why you're here, all right? So the power of the dream is to basically inform you what it is that you want, okay? So it helps you know what you want. And then the way that you're going to get it is to break it down, is to really break it down. So that's what I've been doing as of late. You know, we started introducing this past summer when I held my first retreat for goddesses. It was really, really powerful. And I really unveiled this work, you know, because as entrepreneurs, we go through our own cycles of things that we focus on, things that we really get fired up about, things that we're passionate about. For me right now, it's the dream work. And as I was gearing up for my latest kind of birthing and iterations, I started seeing all these quotes on dreams, and it's freaking fascinating. Like, anyone significant out there who we tend to admire has dreams, you know, and had the courage to follow the dreams. So if you ever get down on kind of life and like, what is this and what am I doing? Seriously, just go read some quotes on dreams, because you'll get back to what it is that you're here to do. You really need that constant inspiration and the constant guidance, because if not, it's so easy to just fall into the status quo, really. So I want to share this quote by Marsha Norman on dreams, and it says, "Dreams are illustrations from the book your soul is writing about you." Dreams are illustrations.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, dreams are illustrations from the book your soul is writing about you. Yeah. Don't underestimate the power of the dream. And there's, we've got the dreams that we have when we go to sleep at night. And then right now, like this, what you're listening to right now, this is part of your dream. You have chosen to make this part of your dream, right? You don't have to listen to this. This is a choice, okay? So right now, during your waking moments, you are creating your dream at any time. Yeah. It's a fascinating concept, and one that I've been hearing, for many, many years now as I started opening myself up to this type of work, but last summer I went to a workshop led by Mike Dooley, he's awesome. He has a daily email from Notes from the Universe. It comes from Tut.com, like King Tut, T-U-T.com. Love him. I went to a retreat led by him, and he talked a lot about this, and I really, really liked what he had to say, because it was basically like you are deciding right now what your dream is, okay? And if you don't like what you see, go change it. Go change it. If you just want to sit around and complain and blah, 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 okay, go for it, but you're not getting any younger, okay? And you've basically chosen to give your power away. So right now, you have to ask yourself, do you like what you see in your dream? Do you like it? And if not, change it. And Jennifer, this week especially, I was talking to a client, and I nailed this point even harder with her, because she was at the pivot point where she's ready to make a change, right? She's ready to make a change from corporate to embracing the next step for her. And I said, what do you see in your inbox right now? Your email inbox actually tells you a lot about your life, right? Those emails that you have in there. If you don't like those emails that you get on a regular basis, then that tells you something, okay, that you're not dreaming your dream. You're not dreaming the dream that you're here to dream, okay? And you're holding people back from your magic and your gift. Yeah, so I have two steps, Jennifer, that I'd love to be able to share with your listeners around how to truly live your dream. Are you ready?
Do I have to brace myself? Are you ready?
Are you ready? It's all good.
Of course
we're
ready.
Stretch. I like to take a deep breath before I move forward into it, because it's all good stuff. But it's not for the faint of heart, right? And for some people, this is not the work that they're ready to do. And I respect that. You know, my work doesn't resonate with everybody. And if I was listening to this before I was at this point in my life, then I wouldn't have been open to it. You know, I would have been afraid of it, and I would have just known, like, okay, it's like it wasn't a station that I could hear. It wasn't a frequency I could tune into. So the first step, you know, the first step is defining the dream. It's really defining the dream, and this is really the knowing what you want. You know, this is how to know what you want in 2012, okay? Well, how to know what you want is define your dream. Have the courage to define your dream, all right? And this is really asking yourself the question, what does your dream look like? Like, literally, what does it look like? Describe it. Describe it. Not like, oh, it looks like happiness. I'm like, okay, well, like, literally, let's get down to the details here. Let's get down to details. So the one way that you do that, that I love, and you probably have used a lot in your life, Jennifer, but isn't it so surprising that a lot of people, A, have never heard of this, or B, have never done it, is to create a vision board. It's to create a vision board, right? And this act will change your life, you know. It will change your life, right? Is to literally get your dream out of your head and visually make a stamp of it. Make a stamp of it, so an anchor point, a focal point that you can look at every single day. All right, that's what a vision board is. And it's essentially when, and we did this at my retreat and at the workshops that I've been holding over the last few weeks, and it's fun when you actually can get a group together to do it, because that energy in the room is like palpable. But even if you're on your own, you just grab like some of your favorite magazines, all right, the ones that really inspire you. Hold on, you know, every week you probably get a boatload of catalogs if you're like me. Save your catalogs and just, you know, take like 2 hours out of your life and just pull out those pictures that vibrate with you, okay? Pull out the pictures, pull out the words, okay? And just start a pile. And then you get yourself a poster board. I actually have a board that I got from the Container Store, which is a store that we have in the U.S. that's like a magnetized bulletin board, if you will. It's got like, I can put push pins in it and magnets. That's what I use. And you just, you pull together these images and these words that just, make you excited, you know, that you say, yes, I love that. I want that. That's me. Yes, I want to be that. I may not feel that now, but I'm going in that direction. Okay, you can put pictures on there of people you'd really admire, okay, mentors, guides, teachers, maybe people you'd want to work with. You know, anything that just makes you feel like, that's me. That's what I want. And do not edit. Don't censor. Don't tell yourself that this will never happen. Who am I kidding? No. You leave that feeling out. Okay? That's not welcome in the vision board magic project. Not at all. This is all about possibilities, and this is about defining your dream. You know, and when you look at your board, okay, when you look at your board, I really want you to do this. You should be equally as excited and scared by what you see. Nervous and excited. You know, if your board doesn't make you nervous, like, oh, okay, by who you're going to have to become in order to make those things happen or allow those things to happen, invite those things to happen, then you're not playing a big enough game. You're not dreaming big enough, okay? So the vision board, you know, there's lots of other elements that I go into in this step of defining the dream, and I'm going to tell you more about, you know, exactly what those might be for you if you want to go in deeper into this defining the dream process. I'll tell you about that in a little bit. But that vision board step will rock your world. So give yourself that gift, please, please, please. Everyone who has done that comes
and anyone who watches a certain amount of TV a week can certainly forfeit 2 hours of programming for
exactly.
You know, vision boarding if they choose.
Yeah. You're right. You're right, Jennifer. I'm astounded at how much TV people watch, actually. like, really? Okay. You know, there are some good shows out there. But if you're watching shows that, like, make you feel crappy, then reevaluate that. I talk to a lot of people. I'm like, Wow. Okay. Well, let's reevaluate that. But yeah, with the vision board project, schedule that into your calendar and put on some music, light some candles, make it really fun because you're going to be wanting to do that regularly, mm-hmm. at least once a year, you know, every quarter if you can. And as you those things start manifesting, you'll pull them off of your board and then you'll put new things on.
Absolutely. Cool.
Yeah, I know. Love that. So that's step one. And step two is making the dream real. You know, this is the getting what you want step. It's making the dream real, okay? And there's a lot to this, right? One of the kind of activities that I like to give my peeps around making the dream real, we mentioned this earlier in the call, Jennifer. It's having the courage and the discipline to take things out of your life that are blocking you from getting what you want, that are blocking you from having the dream life, okay? Because it's as much about adding in these new elements as it is letting go, taking away. So if you have this cluttered life and you've got things in there that just don't fit anymore, then you're not going to have the space for the transformation, for the dream. So what you're going to do within this area is to really make a list, a full-on list of all the stuff and the crap that you are tolerating right now, like all of it. And this is about getting really honest, okay? No one's got to look at your list besides you. But get out a notebook and literally write down every single thing that annoys you. Every single thing that you feel like, ugh. Like literally, I went through this, a few years ago and was like, whoa. And it's the stuff that you kind of just accept as like, I guess that's just the way it is. But you know that you don't like it. You know that it bothers mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. Because those are energetic blocks, right? Because you're using your energy and being frustrated about that. When if you were to let that go and fix it or change it, then you would release that negative energy, okay, and have space for good stuff, you know, all the good stuff. So an example of this is until a few months ago, I had a great printer in my office. However, the printer had, the tray that holds the paper when things get printed, there was like a piece that I had broken off. That basically blocks the paper from like flying all over the place when it comes out of the printer. And I had put up with this for too long. And I finally was like, you know, this is a waste of my time for all the paper to be flying all over the place when I print something. Then I'm like on the floor picking things up. I'm like, wait, which page goes after which page? And I finally just said, enough is enough. I'm going to get a new printer. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. You know, and that basically sends a message out to the universe like, hey, I take my time seriously. I don't have time to be picking up papers all over the floor for no reason. Okay, like I can fix this. Okay, and it takes me going to the store, having a conversation with the salesman, who was awesome, and I bought the printer on the spot. I didn't, let me go home and think about it. Let me go home and like do some more research. I'm like, no, it's done. The printer's done. Boom, set it up. I'm good. That's what you've got to do. You've
mm-hmm.
got to go through the tolerations list and say, I'm not taking that anymore. Yeah, everything from relationships to the printer to maybe you want to get a new pair of shoes because your other shoes are, you're done with, it's from the top to the bottom. Go through that list and start checking things off.
Mm-hmm.
When you do, you make room. You make room.
Totally. I like to do that about every quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's amazing what comes up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because, of
and
course,
it's important to be
there's
honest.
Things you're tolerating that you don't even know you're tolerating, because until you make certain shifts, then it's not until you make certain shifts that you make room for awareness around other shifts that are then asking to be made.
Exactly. Agreed. Yeah, and it's that getting quiet, Jennifer, that so many people are actually afraid of, because they're afraid of what they'll come up with, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to just tell everyone listening, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It's by getting closer and closer to your truth that you will be liberated, that you will find that freedom that you seek. And I think that that is really the core of what people want. You know, yes, we want the happiness and abundance and all these different elements, but if you talk to enough people, I mean, look, I know you're in Canada, but Canada and the U.S., we share a lot of, energy, right, and vibe.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the U.S., where I live, I mean, people, the founding fathers and the people who came here for freedom, right? And so much of the whole world really exists on that. I think deep down what we want is that freedom. And I believe that the pathway to freedom is the truth. It is the truth. Yes. So by getting closer to your own personal truth, you will taste that freedom. And once you taste it, you won't go back. You'll continue walking down that path, even though it's often scary and sometimes lonely. It can be lonely. You might think, am I the only one going down here? But you're not. Oh, no. There's such a rich crew of people who are freedom fighters and dreamers, right? Dream catchers, dream chasers. And that's who I am. You know, those are the people who tend to come my way. I've gotten clear on that as I've continued on my journey. And, you know, my business has gone through evolutions. And I'm just so blessed. You know, I'm so blessed and grateful for the work I get to do in the world. Every day, you know, I just kind of pinch myself. I'll have these moments where I'm like, really? This is awesome. Wow, this is what I'm dreaming today, right? This is what I've come up with. This is what I've made space for. And it can be possible for you too, really. You've got to put yourself out there. You've got to take those action steps. It doesn't just happen when you're like, okay, great, I figured it out. And then you just sit there, like, behind your computer, like, crossing your fingers. No, you've got to get out there. You've got to make things happen. You've got to show your face. You've got to ask for things and be open to receiving. You've got to make offers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people ask and they're like, no. It comes like, oh, I couldn't accept that. No, I can't. No, I can't. Like, no. It's true. I see it a lot. Even with, like, the people who come my way, I'm like, no, take it. It's a gift. Take it. Accept it. Mm. Enjoy it. Mm-hmm. If you don't enjoy what you have, why would you ever get anything else? Enjoy what you have and respect what you have.
Yeah. Well, we've covered a lot of territory today, my friend. And I know that you've got everyone pumped up with all your juicy information and positive vibes and so on. So I imagine that everyone listening is like, how can I learn more about Jenny and how can I learn more about what's going on with her this year? So I know you have some exciting things coming up really soon. What's going on?
Yeah, thanks for asking, Jennifer. Well, as you mentioned, my retreat's going on this summer. That's the Retreat for Goddesses. That's going to be amazing. It's July 27th through the 30th, actually, in the Catskills, which is a beautiful area in New York State. You can go to my website for all this stuff, jennyfennig.com, and then that retreat is retreatforgoddesses.com, and I'm really psyched about that. But the initiative that I'm super focused on right now, and, you know, I clued you into some of that content and the transformation that we're going to be offering within that program and experience, is the Live Your Dream Challenge. It's the Live Your Dream Challenge, and I'm pumped up because it's time. You know, it's really, really time that you've given yourself the opportunity and permission to freaking dream, to dream, you know, to just say, yes, I want this, and I am going to make it so. So that's what I've created. It's an 8-week program. It's a group coaching and training adventure. We start on March 7th, okay? So it's happening really, really soon. And it's the opportunity for you to make 2012 your best year yet. The chance to come together. You're going to get the moxie, the mindset, and the momentum to make that dream that you have in your head. And everybody has one. Everybody has one. Okay? And if you've forgotten what yours is, this is your chance to remember it. Okay, because life is short. This is not a dress rehearsal. You get one shot. One shot. Now is the time to make change. Get out of your own way and rise to the challenge. Okay, so as I mentioned on the call, you know, month one, we're defining the dream. Lots of different elements there around values, vision, making love to your why, creating your dream team, going through that whole visioning exercise. Month two, making the dream real, baby steps and massive action, going through those tolerations and the BS that you put up with for way too long, having the courage to dare to decide. Okay, that word decide will change your life, and I want you to become better at making decisions, and maybe your first decision that you make is joining me on this journey. Okay, we're going to go through Rock Your World rituals. So it's a really cool program. It's very, very doable. They're weekly audio or video lessons for me. You're going to get a pre-training questionnaire. I want to know who you are. I like to know the people who come my way. I'm like, I want to know you. I love knowing people's stories. There's nothing more fascinating to me because I believe that real life is so much more fascinating than fiction, right? It's like some things you're like, you couldn't make that up, man. Whoa, that's wild. I love it. I love that stuff. You're going to get Q&A calls with me. You'll get two of those. You're going to have access to a whole online group and resource center because you want to be around these people who think like you do, all right? And there's a lot of them out there, and I bring them together. It's something I'm really good at and I love to do. And then you're going to have accountability reports every other week, okay? And that's what it is. It's like you're going to be committing. This is what I've done. This is what I will do. That step will change your life because you're putting it down on paper. You've got a benchmark to really move into, all right? And the price point on this, Jennifer, I did something that I'd never done before. I wanted to make this, like, as crazily affordable as possible because I don't want money to be a reason why somebody can't do this. So what I've done is I priced it at $147 for 8 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. I just said I'm doing it. I'm doing it. My vision for this year is to touch as many people as I can, okay? I know that's part of my journey. So it's $147 for 8 weeks, okay? You're going to be in this group. It's going to be awesome. And I want to offer your listeners something special because I like to do that. It's fun for me. So I'm even going to offer your listeners $50 off to join.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Yep. So they're going to get it for $97. $97 for 8 weeks of training and support. Okay. And all they have to do if they want to step forward is to use the code SOULPURPOSE. That's your show, Soul Purpose, SOULPURPOSE, and to sign on and to see everything that you get, again, you can go to theliveyourdreamchallenge.com. That's theliveyourdreamchallenge.com. And we start on March 7th. You have to sign up by that point. We close the doors. We close the doors then. So I'm all about let's get in. Once you're in, you're in. Okay? So if you're ready, sign up by then. Use your code to save $50, Soul Purpose, at theliveyourdreamchallenge.com. And your life at the end of our 8 weeks together is going to look so different. It's going to be juicier, more exciting, more rich, and just more dreamlike. All right? While you're here. And I'd love to be able to support you on your journey.
Well, that is a super fantastic deal anyways, and another $50 off. That's pretty crazy. So for all of you listening, I really, you know, I didn't know Jenny was going to talk about this. So it's not like we had this plan. It's not a big pitchy thing. But she's mitigated all of your excuses. You really have no reason why you can't sign up. So if you're not called to sign up for something like that, I really would encourage you to go inside and take a look at why you're not, what the block is and what you're prepared to do to release that block, because she's making it super easy for you to change your life. So, Jenny, thank you so much for everything you've shared today. It's amazing how much time flies when you're having fun. And I want to thank you for sharing your wisdom and your energy and your positivity and this amazing opportunity for people to, you know, work with you and connect in with so many others and connect in with our dream. It's absolutely incredible. And thank you to all of you for sharing your time and energy with us today and doing your part and taking this in and emanating that out into the world in whatever way you do. I want to wish you all a wonderful rest of your day and rest of your week.
Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Transformation, 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 upgrade.